Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Daryl Peel says the feedlot industry needs to stay current. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
If you measure the mood of the ship right now in the feedlot end of our beef cattle business, it's pretty good. And a lot of that, according to livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, is because feedlots are current. Very current. And he says he believes that feedlots can keep that up.
Well, I think we can. This industry, the feedlot industry in particular, is really working very different this year than it has, certainly this time last year, or really for the last 15 to 18 months or even longer. We've gone back to a quicker turnover rate. We're marketing and placing cattle more aggressively. The supplies are there. The price relationships have adjusted. That's a big key to that. And as long as that's in place, and in fact, we're at the point now where from this point forward, feedlots can see some potential for positive margins here. And as long as that's the case, and as long as we have futures markets that discount distant months relative to the current cash market, feedlots have a lot of incentive to keep moving these cattle, pulling them forward, moving them aggressively, and that does a couple things. One is it keeps us caught up with numbers, which are going to continue to trend up, but also importantly, what it's done is pull the carcass weights down over the last few months. So we're going to moderate in the remainder of the year. We're going to moderate increased slaughter numbers to some extent with tempering these carcass weights. We'll still see an increase in overall beef production, but perhaps not as much as we would have otherwise.
And Dr. Peel says feedlots staying current helps the overall market balance itself.
It doesn't change things a great deal, in my opinion, except to sort of confirm that, again, that this industry in many ways, from top to bottom, I think now is sort of working historically the way we think it ought to work in some sense. And we've been through a lot of stuff the last couple of years where that simply wasn't the case for various reasons. The sectors just really didn't seem to be kind of in balance with each other. Cow-calf producers, I think in general, recognize that the trend is there. We're going to continue to pressure these prices lower as we build animal numbers in 2016 and on into 2017. So the revenues are going to come down a little bit, and I think the onus is on the cow-calf producer to really focus on the cost side and try to manage those margins from a cost management standpoint as much as possible. Stocker sector. Really now the feeder cattle market really reflects the realities of the feedlot industry, and that is that we have fairly cheap cost to gain with the corn prices where they are and where they look like they're going to stay. So there's not as much margin at the stocker level as there has been at times in the past, and stocker producers need to be aware of that. Keep an eye on that corn market. That's the one thing that could change that as we go through the year. But if it doesn't, then you sort of know where you're at and what you have to work with.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.